God, morning to you. He made it clear. Every parent, every supervisor, every coach or boss, in fact, anyone that is in charge of anyone knows how important it is if you want to transfer your expectations to others to make it clear. You have to make what you desire to be done plain enough and clear enough that others may follow if they desire to. Lord, forgive the parent that lost it when they got in their car to go after having let their son or daughter use the car and the car was on E. They come at their child with the classic, "Didn't I tell you to put gas in my car if you wanted to use it?" The child calmly comes back in response, "I did. I put $10 of gas in as soon as I left the house in the car." The problem? He or she put $10 worth of gas in and then did $40 worth of driving. A wise parent would let it drop right there. But most of us, in absolute frustration, would invoke another classic. Common sense should have told you to put more gas in if you ran the car back down to almost empty. It wasn't empty when you got in it. Now, with an apology to all parents that have been there and done that, myself included, the uncomfortable truth is that we did not get what we wanted because we did not make our expectations clear. Ouch. That's what I really love about the Lord. From the Garden of Eden in Genesis to the seven churches of Asia Minor in Revelation, when it was important to the Lord, He made it clear. Again, the uncomfortable truth is this: I'm not wrong until there is right. Therefore, because those who would be called by God into ministry are important to God, He drew a line. God made it clear what was needed in those that would carry the gospel to the world. Among the many passages in the scriptures that speak to the ministry calling, I want to quickly touch on 1 Timothy 3:2 through 7, where He made it clear. The preacher, it reads, is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him in a manner worthy of full respect. He must not be a recent convert, and he must also have a good reputation with outsiders. 1 Peter 5, 2-4 speaks to the reward at the end of our labor. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. He made it clear. Since God drew the line, then I can now tell how I am doing. Because there is a line. Because He made it clear. So every now and then, it is real good for the preacher or the saint to check ourselves and not wait for someone else to do it for us. When others can see there is a problem, it's already been a problem too long. So with Psalm 139, 23 and 24 in mind, every now and then we should grade ourselves. Because He made it clear.